Wirtlieb. This is VPR News. Ohio Governor John Kasich spoke to a packed auditorium of more than 400 people in Colchester in his second visit to Vermont on Saturday. The Republican presidential candidate pitched himself as a fiscally conservative moderate who would prioritize creating jobs. And as VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports, Kasich broke from the GOP party line on issues of health care, welfare, and climate change. He was introduced at the event by Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott.
Governor John Kasich.
Dressed simply in a light blue sweater and slacks, Kasich portrayed himself as a go-getter who would bring common sense to the White House.
Thank you all for coming this morning.
Kasich said if he were elected to lead the country, his main focus would be on training workers to learn employable skills, creating jobs, and getting rid of excessive regulations.
Knock it off and help small businesses to grow, because they're the ones that put our kids into jobs, and stop punishing them with excessive regulations.
While Kasich's calls for job creation and bringing together Republicans and Democrats were met with cheers, the audience had some tough questions, including one woman who asked what he would do about government-mandated health care. Kasich didn't directly respond to whether he would try to repeal the Affordable Care Act. He switched course by explaining how he expanded Medicaid in Ohio.
We took Medicaid, and these legislators will tell you that Medicaid is the toughest program to control, and we took the Medicaid from 10.5% growth down to 2.5% growth the second year I was governor.
Kasich also made clear that he would keep the Obamacare provision that bars insurers from denying people coverage because of pre-existing conditions. Gregory Seward is a veteran, and he pressed Kasich on what he would do about the lengthy wait times vets face to get medical care.
It takes months between tests. We drive 90 minutes each way. There are disabled veterans over in the Northeast Kingdom that won't go to White River Junction because I'm going to go down there, waste all day for one test, and they're going to tell me to come back in 3 months.
Kasich agreed this was a big problem and suggested that some veterans may be better off seeing other doctors outside of Veterans Affairs.
I'm not totally convinced that going to private physicians is the answer.
The governor also fielded questions about climate change, and unlike many Republican presidential candidates, he said the science clearly showed that human activity is influencing the climate, and as a country, we should focus more on renewable energy. Mary Ellen Varhue is a science teacher from Georgia, Vermont, and she says she respected Kasich's comments.
I was really impressed with him. I thought he talked substantially about things, and I haven't heard that a lot in some of the debates. I thought he took gutsy stances, not necessarily the party line.
Kasich spent the morning of South Carolina's primary speaking with Vermont voters, but he told reporters his time was well spent. Vermont is one of a dozen states that will vote in the March 1st Super Tuesday primary. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.